Go Heels, 820 at 97.9 The Hill. Let me go to the telephone again this morning. And good morning. Who might this be?
Is this really Ron Stutz?
Is this really Roy?
What in the world are you doing, son? Well, you decided to take a break or something.
I figured it was time, you know.
No, it was probably time 40 years ago, but you hung with it anyway, boy.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
No, Ron, so this is your last day, huh?
Yep, this is it, man. It's been kind of, you know, it's really hit me this week, you know, and I've been hearing from all these people and everything, and, you know, it had to come sometime, I guess, but this is the last edition of the Ron Stutz Show, and I'm glad to have Roy Williams on it.
Well, I need a favor. Don't tell Wanda. She thinks I should have retired 100 years ago, and I keep telling her that crazy people don't, so I don't know why you're doing this thing. Ron, let me tell you something. 1978-79 basketball season was my first year that I came back as Coach Smith's part-time assistant, and I used to listen to you every morning. Mm-hmm. And now I set my alarm at 6:55 every morning. I listen to the CBS News to see this political mess we're in, and hopefully we're not at war. And then I listen to you off and on for the next 30 minutes, and you've just been amazing. I'm telling you, you're fun to listen to. You get your point across, but I've really enjoyed being friends with you. I really enjoy listening to you every morning, and I'm one of the few people that remember one of the ugliest looks I've ever seen in my life. You remember that deal you did where you had the headband on, you had the fuzzy hair, dunking a basketball, or I know it was trick photography for sure, but do you remember that?
Yeah, I had a great leaping ability in my younger days. Yes, I do.
Oh,
remember.
I've seen you play basketball. You were not a player, but I've seen you play and shoot the ball a little bit around in some recreational thing we did one year. But that had to be with the headband. Didn't you have knee pads on too? It was one of the ugliest looks I've ever seen in my life. Boy, I wish you'd get everybody. You've got the right face for radio, and you got if people could see that picture, they would be laughing with you and at you. But I do remember that picture. But, Ron, I'll be serious for a second. I've always kidded you and say bad things, but, you know, it never means anything. But you've been great for our community when we have any kind of, whether it's storms or anything going on. It's fun for me to listen to CHL, but it's really fun for me to listen to you. You love this community. You've done so many things for the community, for the people here. And I just want to congratulate you on the 43 years. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
43 years. This is my 48th year as a coach. So please promise, don't tell Wanda you're retiring. But 43 years, what you've done every morning and for the people in this community has just been off the charts. I love what you do for the community. I love the way you portray our community and our university and our sports programs. You've just been sensational, and you will be missed by so many people, and you will especially be missed by Roy Williams. So I just wanted to call and say thank you and good luck. And if you get bored, you can come watch games, but you're not going to play because, again, I've seen you play over the years. But just know that people in Chapel Hill love you to death, big fella.
I appreciate it, Roy. And your friendship has meant a lot to me over the years. And you're just doing a great job with the Carolina program, as always. And you know, I hope the rest of the season goes really well. I'm pulling for you. I will always be watching, even though I'm not doing pregame shows anymore for Carolina basketball. And yeah. I won't be here at the radio station. I'll be watching you guys play, that's for sure.
Well, Ronnie, I appreciate it. And just think, you and Freddie Kiger, that's got to be one of the ugliest duos in history. So just remember, and I'll tell Freddie that I said it, or you can tell him that I said it. People don't know Freddie Kiger used to work for me.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, Ron, thanks so much. I'm not going to take up the time because you're just still doing the service, but thanks so much, big fella. And I look forward to seeing you personally, and I'll thank you at that time as well.
I'll definitely see you around, and have a good day. I appreciate it so much.
All right, big fella. You've been great, and enjoy the next 30 years. You can make fun of anybody. Nobody can tell you don't do it. You shouldn't be doing it.
And Roy, I hope you never retire.
All right, partner. I appreciate you, Ron Boyd. Good luck to you, and have a great time.
All right, you too. It's 825, 97 on the Hill. What can you say after that?